This show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Thrown like a star from my vastly bag, opened my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. Songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Hurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy sound. Hurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy sound. Hurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy sound. Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love.
Hello, hello, this is Jorge, your hurdy-gurdy man, here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Welcome to our episode number 11 of Hurdy-Gurdy Songs. And today, we're going to focus on a very important place and the importance of place in our lives. Yonkers, New York. Yonkers, where love conquers. That's what we're going to focus on. And the reason why is I wanted to give some exposure to a pretty extraordinary place. I mean, that many wonderful artists came from Yonkers. Musicians, songwriters, performers. It's an incredible place. You think of Gene Krupa lived there. The wonderful trumpet player Joe Shepley and the Shepley family. Nicky Moroc, Steve Tyler, Aerosmith, DMX, Jadakiss. Not Lady Gaga, unfortunately, even though there's rumors to the contrary. But she wasn't actually born in Yonkers. That's okay. Neither was I. But somehow Yonkers became very important to many, many of us. Sid Caesar, the wonderful Thanasoulas brothers of my era, and one of my favorite, not a musician, but a hurdy-gurdy man nonetheless, Lawrence Ferlinghetti, the poet. In any case, right away, I want to get to the music right away of Neil Simon, the late Neil Simon, who passed away very recently, and play a little bit of music in honor of this incredible Broadway creator, producer, one of the last great, one of those guys that had 3-4 shows at the same time on Broadway. Just an amazing, amazing creative person from Yonkers. And here is it's called Beginnings, the introduction to his musical called Lost in Yonkers.
west under gray open skies. He is mud in your eye and he is looking at you. Come on and string me along. Come on and sing me that song. Come on and wear what you wore when you were sure you'd be reeling me in like one whiskey and gin. He is looking at you. And Yonkers girls go, yeah.
Yeah.
Crestwood girls go, whoa.
Whoa.
Boston girls go, yodely, yodely, yodely. The Scarsdale girls go, Edgemont girls go, no, no, no.
No, no.
The Yonkers girls go, yodely, yodely. That's the way it goes, and that's the way it should be. And every girl ought to know that it's free. She's got the power, the end of music is true. And here's looking at you. God said. The Yonkers girls go, yeah.
Yeah.
Crestwood girls go, whoa.
Whoa.
Boston girls go, yodely, 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 yodely. Pelham girls go, Larchmont girls go, no, no, no.
No, no.
The Yonkers girls go, yodely, 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 yodely. That's the way it goes, and that's the way it should be. Every girl ought to know that it's free. She's got the power, piano music is true. And here's looking at you. You got the power, piano music is true. Honey, here's looking at you.
Got the power of piano music. That's Yonkers' very own Chip Taylor. Chip Taylor is a country western artist from Westchester. So it's maybe country Westchester. Margaret, I want to thank Margaret for turning me on to Chip Taylor, who she let us know had recorded an album called The Yonkers Story. It was actually called Yonkers New York. It was a 2010 release, and Chip is pretty well known as a country western singer from Yonkers. So, and that's what's playing a little bit in the background here. But that was called Yonkers Girls, and this one is called Without Horses. And I'll play a little bit of that. I just want to point out that before that we heard the beautiful orchestration of one of the greatest film composers, Elmer Bernstein, who did the score for Neil Simon's Lost in Yonkers. So this is how we're starting, a little bit of film music, a little bit of country western. One of the things that's amazing about Yonkers and the people from Yonkers, and of course it's changed and it always will change. I may have to do a follow-up show of what Yonkers music is today, to give a sense of the past, the present, and hopefully the future of a great town that's, I think, affected a lot of people and has a place in the popular culture, even though perhaps in some ways controversial. In any case, a little bit of Chip Taylor, and then we're going to go into a, well, you'll see.
What would I do? Without horses, it's true. What would I do without horses and you? My dad was from a poor family. His little kitty hopped over the fence of the golf course and somehow learned to play the game. And 15 years old, he
became the assistant professional at the Jewish Country Club in Scarsdale, Sunningdale Country Club. 16 years, he was a co-head pro. He played in some tournaments, but hurt his back, so he was relegated to be a teaching club pro. And he loved it, and he made a living for his family. It wasn't a big living, but it was good. It was not a glamorous job back in those days. It was like just almost like being the locker room attendant or something like that. Job with dignity, but you serviced the members and stuff. Later on, after many years of doing that, in the wintertime, he had, in New York, it was cold, so one of the members set him up with a teaching job in St. Croix. That was wonderful. Didn't pay much, but Mom and Dad got a month vacation. When I was a senior in high school, my brothers were off to college. I was there by myself when they were in St. Croix. At that period of time, I was into my gambling things a little bit, and I knew all the local underground folks who did the gambling stuff. Most of them were mafia guys. They were great guys. So I decided I was going to have a big party over at my mom and my folks' house. Invited all those boys over and
say, you take my breath away. You're every song I sing. You're the music that I play. And you take my breath away. You smile and it's okay. You take my breath away. Like water from a stream on a sizzling summer day. Oh, you take my breath away. Breath away, and I don't know what to say. Cause you take my breath away. Breath away, and I don't know what to say. Cause you take my breath away. You take my breath away. You take my breath away. You take my breath away.
Got some serious pipes, Rex Smith. Ellen, thank you, Ellen, pointed out that Rex Smith, who was this huge teen idol at the time, I think it was around the 80s, he did a, he appeared and he was on this film called Sooner or Later, yet another film in which Yonkers, in fact, it was filmed in Yonkers. So that's the connection for Ellen. This song is a hurdy-gurdy song of her youth, where this song reminds her of that film and Rex Smith. You Take My Breath Away. Before that, we heard, of course, the other Simon, Paul Simon, with the Art Garfunkel, doing Cecilia, and that was from Connie, and thank you, Connie. Connie wrote that she remembers how amused she was when she heard this song for the first time. She couldn't believe what she was hearing. Of course, she was 15 or 16 at the time. And that today she wouldn't think anything of it, but in those days it was a big deal to hear that verse. Making love in the afternoon with Cecilia up in my bedroom. I got up to wash my face. When I come back to bed, someone's taken my place. Her being a silly teenager, and I'm not saying she was a silly teenager, she said that. She couldn't stop laughing. So thank you, Connie, so much for like telling us about that particular song. So a couple more hurdy-gurdy songs about Yotown. Not Motown, Yotown, Yonkers, New York. Anyway, you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is Jorge at the Hurdy-Gurdy Songs every Tuesday at 2 p.m. and we live stream, and we're also on podcasts available on podomatic.com and also on iTunes. So please do subscribe and support this station and my show in particular. We have some great shows here at Radio Free Brooklyn. Just on Tuesdays, we have the Joneses, we have the Brooklyn Bandstand. This is all done from the beautiful studios in downtown Bushwick. Do you remember back in Johnny Carson days, he would say downtown Burbank? Well, Bushwick is like the hipster central equivalent of that. And this is where we produce these incredible programs. And not only that, we're very involved with education. We are a not-for-profit, and we seek your support and whatever donations you can, whether it's to my show, which would be wonderful, that's Hurdy-Gurdy Songs. But we also are getting involved with education. We have a program called the Teen After School Program, in which we're trying to fund. We did get some funding, but we're trying to grow our funding so we can do the project. And it will allow teenagers to learn about how to work with media. A really beautiful community effort to teach teenagers from all over New York, primarily Brooklyn, I believe, but to teach them how to use media to, tell the stories, to, expose the ideas and get them out there. Each participant will create their own radio show, which will air on Radio Free Brooklyn. And so this is a new stream that we would set up for that program. So please support Radio Free Brooklyn. You can go to radiofreebrooklyn.com. Also, please feel free to write to me. My email is Jorge, that's J-O-R-G-E, at radiofreebrooklyn.org. That's radiofreebrooklyn.org. Jorge at radiofreebrooklyn.org. Okay, let's get back to the music. Back to Yonkers, where true love conquers, as they say. We're going to switch things around a little bit to a different direction. And this is, of course, I'll play a couple of tracks and then we'll talk a little bit about why these are the hurdy-gurdy songs that some of my friends in Yonkers told me about. This playlist comes from them. I had some, of course, of my own, but I wanted to get, this is kind of like a group, community, Yonkers thing. So I hope you're enjoying this. It's really about the importance of place. And I hope to do other programs around the theme of place. All right. It could go all over the place, as they say. In the meantime, here we go.
Hello, darling. This is Lewis, darling. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You looking swell, darling. I can tell, darling. You still growing strong. I feel the room sway, but the band's playing one of our old favorite songs from way back when. So take a rap, fellas. Find an empty lap, fellas. Darling, never go away again. Have a little fellas. Golly, never go away, promise. Never go away, golly.
Summer journeys to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fares. I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on Old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. We'll go to Yonkers, where true love conquers in the wilds, and starve together, dear, in Childs. We'll go to Coney and eat bologna on a roll. In Central Park we'll stroll, where our first kiss we stole, soul to soul. And My Fair Lady is a terrific show, they say. We both may see it close someday. The city's glamour can never spoil the dreams of a boy and girl. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
Yeah, that's the wonderful Ella Fitzgerald, who actually performed with the artist we heard before that, Mr. Louis Armstrong. I want to thank Jesse, who pointed out that this song, Manhattan, in fact, that's where that famous line, I used to think that I thought of it, and I didn't. I used to think that line, Yonkers, where love conquers, but the line, where true love conquers, written by one of the great lyricists, Lorenz Hart. But that song, Manhattan, Ella, she wasn't born in Yonkers. She was born in Virginia, but she moved to Yonkers in 1923, and she is kind of accepted as one of Yonkers' own. We love Ella in Yonkers. There's a statue of her, and she's, of course, mentions Yonkers in that song, very well-known song that had been used by many others in films, including Woody Allen. Before that, the great king of jazz, Mr. Louis Armstrong. And I remember hearing this song, Hello Dolly, when I was a young teen. And we were listening to everything else at the time, the Doors and the Beatles and Rolling Stones, you know, that early era of the British invasion. And there was Louis Armstrong right at the top of the pops, right up there. It was amazing. Hello Dolly, a big hit for Louis Armstrong, Carol Channing, and again, from the Broadway show. And that show, Hello Dolly, was set in a fair city. That's what Phil tells me. And thank you, Phil, for sharing that with me. All right, let's move on to some decidedly different tone here. A song that for many, even though it's not about Yonkers exactly, for many Yonkersonians or Yonkersites, it's the classic summer song.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk hotter than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city. Dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty. Gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop. Running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pretty the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, we dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, summer, in the city.
Jimmy, you better get back there soon, because that dude is wearing her down, and she's, I don't know, Jimmy, you better get back there. I want to thank Karen, for telling me about how she remembers sitting around in the playground down in South Yonkers in the Phillips Towers area pool. With her friends Anna and Maureen, and memorizing this song as it played on the radio. So this is a nice Yonkers memory for Karen, and thank you for sharing with that with us, Karen. Before that, we heard, of course, "Summer in the City," which is also one of those songs from that summer. You know, that summer sound that we all remember, sitting in the playground and hearing that song in particular. And yeah, Martha, you know, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, you know, they're really quite an amazing superstar group from Motown to Yotown. That's one of the things I think is very interesting about how some music, some songs, some hurdy-gurdy songs, if you will, can exist in many different places, and they can become adopted as music of their own. And not just because of the nostalgia, but just because there's something about the rhythm, the music, the story that's being told. I'm going to stay with with Martha Reeves and the Vandellas for another song here, a couple of other songs, just to give you a sense of just how powerful and successful they were as a group and beloved by many people in Yonkers. George talks about this next song, about where he remembers a great block party on Park Hill featuring the band East. It goes back to Chuck St. Troy. I guess that's the 70s. It was a million degrees, and they broke out that song, this particular song that I'm going to play for you, and all ages, races, nationalities, and religions danced in the street. It was chaotic, feverish, crazy, and one of George's favorites, fondest memories of how bands from Yonkers were the best. So the Yonkers band covered this next song and probably the next couple of songs. So let's play them. Hope you're enjoying this episode of Hurdy Gurdy Songs. Let's listen. Dancing in Chicago, down in New Orleans. I want to dedicate that last set to the late Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. May she rest in peace. We love you, Aretha. And Martha Rees and Vandellas playing some beautiful soul tunes. I'll probably do some Aretha in a different broadcast. But thank you, Lori and George, for pointing out these songs, these beautiful, soulful soul tunes. The R&B at the time, really, those hand claps, those Vandellas, those hand claps, kind of, they're signifiers of so much. And that's what these hurdy-gurdy songs are about, songs that speak to the truth of some memory, some idea, some germ of a concept that is essential and cannot be diminished. So thank you, Martha Rees and Vandellas, Lori and George, whether you were doing the dance party, block parties up by St. John's with your Sacred Heart girlfriends, or whether you were up there on Park Hill. Heat wave. And of course, dancing in the streets. But now Yonkers also has some rockers. I don't know if I'll get to everything today, but I'll try to move on here with a little bit of a different switch. We had some rockers. So let me play a couple of rock tunes. Or one of the amazing things about Yonkers is that, because it was so close to New York City, we had it all. We had every kind of music in this town. And so let's get to some rock and some of the other tunes that we are calling hurdy-gurdy songs.
Back over lover, always hiding with your covers, still talking to your daddy to say. Said you ain't seen nothing till you download a muffin, then you're sure to be changing your ways. And that cheerleader was a real young breeder, all the times I can reminisce. All the best things in loving with a sister and a cousin, only started with a little kiss like this. Seesaw swinging with the balls in the school and your feet flying up in the air. Sing a hey diddle-diddle with your kitty in the middle of a swing like you didn't care. So I took a big chance at the high school dance with a missing who was ready to play. Wasn't me, she a fool, of course she knew what she was doing, and an old lover's here to stay. But she told me to
walk this way, walk this way.
Thank you. hey, she come wait a week, hey, see the mess, her high heel sneakers and an alligator hat, with a pearl and a diamond ring, right sort of thing is now everything.
Go with the blue dress, blue dress, blue dress, go with the blue dress on.
Hey, I said now,
go with the blue dress, blue dress, blue dress, go with the blue dress on.
With a perfume Chanel number 5, got to be the finest thing alive. Walk real cool, catching everybody's eye. Cats too nervous, they can't say hi. Not too skinny, not too fat, a real home finger and I like them like that.
Blue dress, blue dress, blue dress, blue dress, blue with the blue dress on. Devil with the blue dress, blue dress, blue dress, devil with the blue dress on.
Detroit town, Motown itself, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, that kind of rock also came in, not just the Motown soul, but the Detroit City rock. And there you can kind of get a sense of how all this music moved in from the soul of Motown to the rock, you know, of even an Aerosmith that would later work with, you know, Run DMC, we're doing that same tune. And breaking ground in a whole different way, but you can see the connection with the rock, with the devil, with the blue dress. Good God, and Miss Molly. Georgetta, aka Lily, writes to me something really lovely. She says she hung around in Shamrocks on Willow Street, and this song was always playing, Devil with a Blue Dress. Her name is Georgetta Moses. She lived on 80 School Street on the 11th floor, and she says this, it's lovely. From 63 to 72, she lived there on School Street when it was new and everyone lived in peace. Thank you, Georgetta. Before that, of course, Mr. Steve Tyler, Steve Tyrico, who was not born in Yonkers, but he did go to Roosevelt High School in Yonkers, and he was kind of a punk, and an early rock hero for Yonkers, still looked up for what he was able to accomplish with Aerosmith ever since that Toys in the Attic and every, you know, dozens of albums after that, he lived up to his reputation. We're running out of time, so I'm not going to get to all the songs I want to do, but I'm going to stay with the rockers for the time being. This is not a very great quality recording, I apologize for that, but it's a rare recording of Lou Reed and the Tots. The Tots were a band in Yonkers, young group of musicians that Lou Reed worked with after the Velvet Underground. I guess he, who knows, wanted to take some real control over his art, and he started working with this kind of what some people think is a no-name bar band called the Tots, a group of inexperienced teenagers from Yonkers, but there's always been some grit in Yonkers rock players, and maybe that's what Lou wanted at this particular point in his career. We're probably going to go out with this. This is a tune called Vicious. Again, you're listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs. Until next time, maybe we'll go to Yonkers again. Maybe we'll go somewhere else, but we'll definitely go together. Thank you for listening, and here we come with Lou Reed and the Tots. Vicious. This is a 1973 live recording. Very rare.
We are your hosts for Lost and Rewound.
Every Thursday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Oh, great.